The youngest father, his father and you handed down. And instead of paying the person, instead of paying you the money directly, I give the $100 to 50, and that they should deliver the money to you. And later on, you said you never got the money. I don't know if you did or you didn't. And my two men claim that they delivered the cash to you. The pressure, can they be considered pressure aiding to testify on the case that they have paid you the money so that I don't have to pay again? Shalit, maybe they considered no can be a good one. If they gave me a good, they cross the Lord. So the Gemara is saying, the Shaliach is not considered a Bazar. The Shaliach should really be kosher on it. So the Jewish Lutheran should be able to testify that they delivered the cash to the Marv and the Chol, the Tehra, the Tehra, however the Gemara says, is Maha, Meroim, Ha'achroim, Ashto. Ashto is Adam, look at the whole, at the very end of the Kufa Samarim, it says, where? The speaking of Ramesh, where it says, because the Chachamim have instituted and the other is Kufa Samarim, the Jewish Kufa. So these two Shluchim are now labeled as Nogaya. They're considered Nogaya as this one, right? Because they have to say that they paid the money to the Marv. They will say they didn't give the money to the Marv, and I'll say they'll pay me back the $100, and I'll say that they gave it back to them. But then we'll have to pay a Shavuot Esther's to tell them, so in order to be practically paying me back. So maybe they're testifying that they've given the money to the Marv in order not to have to swear to me that they gave me back the money. So therefore we're looking to the mortgage losers. Tell me the money. The person has, there's an important comment in basis. The person has a famous kasha. Why are they considered no gay of the existence? What's the dignity of the year? What's their shock? They may tell, hey, the shekel, they may testify personally that they gave that $100 to the malware in order to be relieved from swearing to me. If they would say, maybe they're telling a lie that they gave the money to the malware. Maybe it's not true. Maybe they didn't give it to the malware. They didn't give it to the malware, so I have a court case with them. I'll say, give me back the $100. But then in order to be comfortable for me, in order to walk off with the $100, they're going to have to swear that they give you, that they return the money to me. Maybe they want to be relieved from swearing, so that's why they testify falsely that they did give the money to the Malva, and therefore we can't believe it. Maybe they testify falsely in order to gain on their own. But there's a certain pressure, the whole that he is, maybe they're telling a lie, maybe they testify falsely, in order not to have to swear, and that doesn't require of them now that they should swear. The two Adam say that they gave the money to the Malva. So we're afraid maybe they're telling a lie, maybe they didn't, and maybe the reason why they told a lie is in order not to have to swear to you. If all Hashash is maybe they're lying in order not to have to swear, then that doesn't say, look here. If you swear that you gave the $100 to the Malva, then no longer when they gave you, you do so. What is the home with you? If they don't want to swear, then they can swear anyway now. Then they can swear now that they gave the money to the Malva. The same Shavuot Esther. The same Shavuot Esther said they would have had to swear against the Malva that they gave him back his money, so
Right, it's a new kind of shiur.
But still, then, this shows that there is such a thing in the Gemara. The Gemara has such an idea. No, Aiden doesn't have to. Normal Aiden don't have to swear because
of the Gemara.
Let the Aiden swear in order to be moved in the Gemara. So the answer is casual and intelligence develops a new idea. That's the same as Finnish means. So we had a passage in the Kodesh that we need from John and the test on Finnish 9 and 8 of the Opening Dogma. The Mashma from that passage is going to appear here and I'm not in the deep of her body. The Aiden are either believed based on what they testify or they're not believed. But if I have a situation where the Aiden are not believed unless they swear, then it will be believed, then they're not even believed after they swear. Allah says the Aiden have to be believed for you. Swearing is only meaning from the moment I'll give this out, the father's imperative with you, against you, I want you to give me the money. You deny that you owe me, or you say you owe me half of the money, half of the money you pay, or whatever. You deny that you owe any money, and then you make effort to testify that you do owe the money. So you have a case of shiur, say, therefore, a case of having a mix-up. Enter into Shrek Hashem, to them it is that you have to swear that you are Potter. Because you are the founder, the beginner, the moment of the title. Of course, sometimes the name of the Lishvur, and sometimes you only name, and the moment of the title is Shari Lishvur. Sometimes you only believe that you do swear. But to require a greater definition, you have to swear in order to remove the energy. And then to say, well, now that they remove the energy, I wish you and other pressure mind, that would be in violation of this prophecy principle. Right. But the meaning is Mecharish, the Bible says, Mecharish, a new voice of the Aiden who requires Shmuel in order to remove a Hashash of Nigeria won't even be kosher. That's the way to it. Aiden has to either be believed by what they said or the Nigeria. But they say to quote the Indic that they had in Northern Africa. And we have today, we don't have it in court. When witnesses come to court to testify, so they give you our Bible and tell you to put your hand on the Bible and swear to that tall truth, nothing but the truth. So where did that come from? They say to court that there was such a meaning in Northern Africa, the Jewish community, that there would be Mashbiya Aiden. That they would require one Aiden to swear. Whenever an Aiden would come to do testimony, they would make the Aiden swear by the Torah. Sometimes it means when the Bible has to swear, they say, you have to swear, where is the weak Hashem? Hashem is Hashem. Hashem is the Echo, then you might as well, you have to swear when you keep that faces. You have to swear holding on to a third of faith. If it's always on a chacham, then you don't need saying to hold on to a third of faith. You hold on to a third of faith, it's just as good. But if it's not such a on a chacham, then you insist that you have, you know, holding on to a third of faith, that the Shavuot should have more seriousness to it. So the Dina Shavuot is only required by Shavuot of the Baldin, when the Baldin swears. They didn't have any Shavuot, okay? But he said, they will need a Shavuot, a possibly you have to have this more, because the possibly is mashma that they have to be believed only based on the Hablas, on the testimony. But if they say to God that they instituted in such a meeting, they would hear of the Northern Africa that they were going to Mashbiya, all the Aiden, all the Aiden had a Shavuot before they testified that they're going to tell the truth. That is possible. That is possible, because they would have been believed. It is a religious war. So the meaning that the institute has not, it's optional. You want to institute such a meaning, you can say, but you still have done, it's not needed. You know what it's going to be? Yes, fully, he says, he affirms he knows that the church is not the same. If they insist, they want to be clear to them, so you have to have a Jewish power. You know what it's going to be? You start to show me what it is.
No, Eilechad Mechad Yishvur, so Eilechad makes you swear. But Eilechad Eilechad, they're fulfilled the same clause. If you have a case where an Eilechad testifies, and Eilechad will only be believed, so Father, that he swears, then Tosis will say he's not believed either. That's the Dinah Hill for Tosis. If the Dinah Shvur only applies to a Chaldean, never applies to him. He knows that after swearing, he's not even kosher. Even after he's sworn to testify, he's not believed.
When
the Eden
says,
like,
the first
day of the Lord. Right, that's all we need to say.
Is this somehow like
a lower grade of swearing anyway? Like,
it's something
that's
a
major,
it's something
that's relevant? No, it's the mammon. The mammon means that we take it with us. There's a mammon of Eid Echad, there's a mammon of Tzu Eid, the mammon of Al-Dinah Kainos is also another one. It's lower than the two. We have the mammon of Al-Dinah Kainos, and that didn't swear, so it's a higher level of the money than a plain time of something. But different levels of different degrees, you know?
It's
true, but they're very added in stuff. The one who asked the other one for money, they were both called Baladim. Sometimes I never said that if I swear I win, if I don't swear I won't swim, that's called a Nishma Benator. If I swear then I win, I get lots of the money. And sometimes you have a Nishma Benator, but if you swear you'll be proper. You don't say you have to say. There's two kinds of shoes. No. Sometimes you do not say, sometimes let me say. Sometimes you argue without saying, sometimes I won't say, even if I do swear. The different choices is sometimes I love that if I win, if I swear, then I can be mighty wrong from you. If I don't swear, I can't win you, I can't get money. Sometimes I love that if I care, but if you swear, you'll be suffering. You know, it's different kinds of things.
Sometimes you say one doesn't have to swear.
Sometimes you have that too. It's a lot of detailed in the Mishnah Yeshua. All the different situations have a different... This is the end of the suggestion. It's now we're discussing about the end of the power of the sources, especially for some Chumash, Harina Shilokshana and Kamalpur, and we might discuss Harina and Shaliach and Parazor, and then we might discuss the first thing you want, Shaliach Nasari. What's it when you talk to Shaliach is Nasari? You know, he's doing the mice, he's not talking, he's not talking about it. Shaliach is not right. That's the problem there, but the Shaliach will take a good moment and then we say, there ain't Shaliach Nasari. So it's here, raises a question in the chapter. Says he wants to know the following thing. What's the thing in the following case? The Gemara had a case of Shaliach Nasari by Kibushin. I give you a witness that you should give to the Kala, and then let's say everybody's wrong, why should you give the ring to the Kala? I'm not sure that I'm going to question you with this problem. So the Gemara said you have to have two Kashalayim. The Gemara said you should have some said with one of the two Kashalayim. You were Shriach. So I said you can testify that the Kent of the Vision is given up. Shriach not there. The same is true. Just in the same is true in the entire of the Yom. Ashkar, that's the man of there. Ashkar, the people have done. Shriach answered now at the end of the The Shaliach, not saying that the two Shluchim should say, hey, no Shluchim, hey, hey, neighbor, the two Shluchim can serve as the Kashanayim as far as the Kiddushim is concerned. But the Shaila is, the Gemara says that Ashtar does not have left. Ashtar is people are born, as we have said, if I owe you $100, then I give $100 to the Eidim, the Shluchim, the Bishop, to deliver the money to you. When they come to court and testify that they gave you the money, so the Gemara says that there's one over there, they will not be believed, because we will consider them looking to do something. Because I have to say he gave you the money, because you know, if they really said he gave the money, then I have a detail with them, and they have to swear in order to get rid of me, in order to be part of the police, and maybe they tell them a full story that they gave to you in order to be part of the mission. So the question that they just raised is, so let's try it out to condition now. What if I gave the two ladies and the ring that she gave to the car, and I'm not there when I give the ring to the car? I don't know if they gave it. Maybe they gave it, maybe they didn't give it. And then try to tell them that they gave the ring to the car. So the din of the Gemara, the Gemara said originally that hey Shluchim, hey Neighbor, that the two Shluchim were supposed to deliver the Kiddushin to the Kala, and serve as the Eidim, but that's still a Gemara, that's still a Gemara, I guess. Maybe the Gemara that we should say that the Eidim who are testifying that they gave the ring to the Kala, maybe they are those who gave the Eidim, maybe they should be talking to the Eidim. They were going down on the pocket that they need what we call David the key in that not just David the key in that level, because they require what the facts are. If there are no Eidim present at the time the Chesed condition is given over, then the whole condition is over. That's why it's by a wedding. You would think I'm calling up David. Why? Because there's no question. The place is raising the question, maybe they're going to be a decent response. It's probably the nominal people. And the Chasim Kala that the condition really occurred.
That's what we're
doing. So the question is, that's the question is, if the maybe the Eidim would say that they gave the Kentucky condition to the Kala, which delivers the nation's dishes to the Shalek, maybe they're telling a lie. Maybe they didn't give the Kentucky to the Kala, maybe they're talking to the themselves. And the reason why they say, it's in their interest to say that they gave it to the Kala, no, that they shouldn't have to say it's more testing, when they don't want to give the ring back to the Chasim. The places are the places referring to the Yerushalmi. That's the top favorites I'm going to give away. They don't call it all Yerushalmi. They ask, well, I'm not after all the Vishnu that is in my pleasure. Two opinions of the Vishnu, whether the Avian are considered the Ogeya, Mojim, the Avusam, in the case of Sedition, because it is Kashash that will have to clear in order to be possible from giving the ring back to the person. What's the question of the yes or no? What's the question of the year? Whether the Avian should be labeled as Ogeya, the Avusam or not? So when we went to Vishnu in the Yeshiva, our salvation set up shot the name of his father, the son of Rabbi Moshe Salvation. He thought that the question was simply the following. The dinner that in a Jebi Abusa is popular. That's a Gemara. Here, many other times it's not that in a Jebi Abusa is popular. The question is, why is that so? Why does Allah have said a Jebi Abusa is popular? So, as Yavishka, in the Sinai Lam Zion, is the famous Maslekes between the Shach and the Yir Shisha. The Yir Shisha, something that comes out of Shari Shachar. The Yir Shisha is the Lush, Mishka's father. The Yir Shisha is by a Mokkaya. He wrote, his name is Mark, but he wrote in 15th volume, each one including another name from the Pasuk of Megillah says he wrote to the Rusha Ola, he wrote to the Rusha Tengel, he wrote to the Rusha Hul, the Rusha Malkus, the Teres Kapur, yeah, everything else. So he wrote the Yishushan to Havan Samech, so he wrote another, the Rusha Yishushan. So now that he wrote to the Rusha Tengel, that's on your day. The Rusha Shach, he can put him to the Tengel, that's the Rusha for a month for you. And all of a sudden they call him for the Rush. And they call him by the full name, the Rush Yeshushan, and the Rush Yeshushan. So the Yeshushan has a Maslenke with the Shah, and the Yeshushan came first, the Shah could be with him. What is the reason why in the Gebi Yehuta is first? So we went to heaven and we discussed with him. Did the Gebi Yehuta possibly go to the Hashash from Shah? He accepted the Shah, maybe telling him why. Since he has a reason why it's in his intrigue to testify so-and-so, so then we have a Hashash Kashaf. But perhaps there is no such thing as Hashash Kashaf. And the reason that the Eidim of the Reef believe. The only one can simply have a Hashash Kashaf is the Ganesh. The condition is that you cannot trust the Ganesh. The testimony is that you can't trust the Hashash Kashaf. But outside of the question is the Ganesh. You have a Hashash Kashaf. You have no right to the Hashash that is going to testify to the Hashash Kashaf. It's an Eidim should stay like that. But if so, how do you explain why the Hashash Kashaf? The other Rachman says a different sound line. He's considered a Baldova. Let's say there's a difference between me and you. I say you owe me $1,000 and you deny. So I'm going to bring this to court. So why am I a Baldova? Why are you a Baldova? Because it's negative to me. I say I want $1,000 and you say you don't want to give me $1,000. So what's the definition of Baldova? The one through the whole thing third is negative. But there's a third party who has a certain idea, I won't give them to the idea, but it's here, the court has become your favorite. Let's say you owe him money, whatever, and he wants you to lose his income, maybe he should collect the money from you. And if you're going to lose his income, you have to pay me, so he won't have where to collect from. So that's called the Negev de Yusuf. So if he's a Negev de Yusuf, it's not that we don't believe him because of the Hashash Meshaker. We are afraid that he may testify falsely in order that he should pocket the money. No, we don't question anybody. If it's still called Dovar, whenever you have a trade, the outcome of the stock business will affect this person, they're a terrible number. We say that you only have two buyers from this in terms of being good. Whether this is in terms of being my company and your company, a partnership of 50 people, and a partnership of 300 people. They have 350 people, a robot is wrong. Ownership from here and ownership from here. A robot is wrong. And what happens if you have one person, a surveyor, and a different one person, and another person is on a side, he's in a game. So some of them say, that's not good. The third Baldova, we have three bottles of Baldova. So my friend is not finding why we're still again. So the Moshe Tolerations, the Kanan Rosh Hashanah, he thinks it will come and do a big Nafsimim and do a difference. I'm not going to mind here. So how one understands why again is possible in the fellowship. Let's say we give all the chance of Kiddush to the Kala. So we're considering the Baldova. Here, as you tell us, in a moment, you can be found the Baldova, the one to lose, the outcome is not good. Whoever thinks to gain a little is called a Baldova. But when it comes to getting married, there's only two valid points over here. Just the husband and the child. Either he's married or he's not married. Either they're all married or not. The evidence to whom it's Nagaya, let's say there's someone else who's scholarship to marry this girl. He's just going to marry the girl. And now the child is whether the girl got married to this man or not. So the other person testifies that there was no condition. If he's taking a negative, it's possibly aided because he may testify falsely in order that he should gain by it. But then we have to be cautious over here, we have to be cautious in the chakra over here. But if you say that Nigeya, you're not going to anybody from the chakra. The only one, again, sitting out of Hashash Mishakra is a bad one, a Russian. A Russian, then and then, is because of Hashash Mishakra. But everybody else is not a Russian, is not Hashash Mishakra. But the only reason why there's two Nigeya is because the Nigeya becomes one of the Bala's forms. So that's worrying. To declare that the Nigeya is above that, only applies in the sense of any nominus. And you have it inside of nominus. Why is this a Vedo Bala's ever? Why is this a Bala's ever? Because the outcome of the staff is Nigeya, correct? So anybody else to whom the outcome is Nigeya is also considered above all. But in an issue of Gitna, an issue of Kiddushin, it can't be more than two Bala's forms, just the husband and the wife, whether they are married or they're not married. They're the only Bala's form. You can't say that the other ones to whom the whole issue is Nigeya, from the $30 ring or whatever, that he wants to marry her, that makes him a Nigeya. That makes him a Nigeya in the sense of a Hashash Mishakra if you believe in that sheet. But if you believe in the other sheet, that a Nigeya is possible because of Balzoga, you can't say he's a Balzoga, he only two Balzoga, not a Balzoga. So the Yishalmi has enough light to send him. Yishalmi has enough light to send him around. In the case where the Chosin gave the ring to two Shluchim, to deliver to the Kalim. And the Yishalmi said that he delivered it to the Kalim. And they have an idea. So the question is, are they kosher or not? So originally the dish should have been, hey, hey, shluch, hey, 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 shluch, not hey. It should be kosher or not. The question is, it's not as if, that if these aiding would not have said, if they would not testify to give the ring to the Christ, they would have given it back to the husband, and the husband's going to be married, so we'll have to swear short sentence. So they would have said that they gave it to the cow in order to avoid having to swear. So the shali is there to swear nageya. So then the shali has a machleki samarayim on this point. So that's why Moshe Saralochik saw, but that's exactly the Machlokes. Why is the Nigeria possible? It is because of Balbova, it shouldn't apply to Kiddushin. But it is because of Hashash Meshach, and then it should apply. Means that all the men, all the Jewish men in the world should be possible. But Allah is not so. Allah is not so.
No, but
yeah. Well, everybody else is kosher already. Even though it isn't against them, so that's the key we ignore. That's the key we ignore. Especially what about the other issues? So when you hear saving the $30, pocketing the money. So that's the key for them and them. So that's the question. If it's still the material that they can take while he's running, then no one else will go. Only the custom car. And the fact that no one else has taken commission with them. That, by definition, cannot be any game. And that was one of the big questions. So if the student is because of Hashash Meshaka, then you should apply equally to Kiddush.
But if
you're
not using that as a reason, if you use it
Maybe she can expect to catch a Kiddushin directly from the husband, a Shabbat Kiddushin from the husband, or she can appoint the Shriah. The issue is Kadesh's door. In the Shriah, the Kala can appoint the Shriah to accept the catch of Kiddushin or the Shabbat Kiddushin from the husband. Mishnah has another being, third line of Mishnah, for each the Kadesh and Ito to Shehinai. The father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a Kamala means to the age of 12. So she becomes a Basmith, so she's a Kamala. And the next 50 years, between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, the girl is considered a Naira. If at the age of 12 and a half, she's called a Bulgarian. If at the age of 12 and 12 and a half, she's considered a Naira. Then you see that Tama and the girl is a Naira for 6 months. So the mission says that the father has the right to marry off his daughter, and that half year is gone. The Gemara derives that he's cooking in the first period of tradition, and that the Hasidic Gemara derives that he's cooking his father in the Balabot, to marry off his daughter, not only the Katnusa, while she was found, the Cheshire's cousin was allowed by that. So even if the father were not alive anymore, the girl wouldn't be able to get married at all. The father was allowed by that. But by the time, you understand why they're going to give the father the right to marry her. But by the time, when she was already 12 years old, if the father were not alive, she would be able to marry herself to him. And nevertheless, we have a culture that says, even in Nairusa, even when it's lower than Naira, the father still has the right to marry her off. So now, in what position is this? You want to know how this question from a set of Gittin applies to Kiddushin. You have two stages of marriage. You have innocence and you have restored. We discussed several times. انجلز ومخاف يجيب الفعل الريد ومخاف يجيب الفعل الشتار كدوشن يسمعوا يعمل كداشة ليه she's an Asian fish she's married already but the only level of issues she has is kedushin erison that means she's an Asian fish but she's not considered the great abdal so not living together and she's sitting in a parent's house she got two she got to the legal boundary and the husband was not looking at his shape for three and he got back to support her and not to buy clothes or anything and he has no right to privileges on that she died he had the arsenal and any money that she owns she keeps like the adult is not her father all the scriptures and all the she put in between the husband and the wife the reciprocal obligations don't apply to them anything and then you have the second stage of the marriage which will lead you on to the people that have to lose their lives and have any possessions and that's the condition and then you leave it through the fourth and then you have to give up the steward when you make the steward then the girl becomes an Asian fish because they part down that's what the Chumash refers to our base though it says many times see part down there we have base though and the Gemara says base is a Ishto the Gemara says in Yuma that's it too base is a Ishto Ishto is still Ishto are Ishto is Ishto which is not called base though because she's an Asian fish so don't be base part down that's the difference in definition between an Asian fish that's only an Arusa as opposed to an Asian fish who was in a steward. An Asian fish was an Arusa plus he gave them and said how Yahweh Kodesh is not so old and the times of his mother he waited a year between the husband said how Yahweh Kodesh is he didn't have a canopy or a good mouse canopy he said how Yahweh Kodesh is the girl being an Asian fish she still remained by her parents for a year or so every year for a long period of time and he should destroy and then a year later he would get a coffee job and buy a home whatever and she would buy clothing and furniture whatever they need and then they'd move in together and they'd make the new ceiling later, a long time later. And the Galilean were afraid, the Galilean made a comment that you shouldn't have a cause in between. Because when he gives it to me, he says, I have a connection, she's already an Asian fish, and she's not allowed to be examined with anybody else. And really, he said, we're still an Asian fish. So if she's married for a whole year, she had no husband, we're afraid that the girl may be designed. So they made a comment to the Galilean not to be laid in a ceiling after the air, since they had one right after the other. That's why we have a problem with the second Barthel weapon. Why did they say the second Barthel weapon is for the good of the food? In the times of the Mishnah that they waited a year, of course the Barthel weapon from last year is not going to come with the good of the food like that again, or a half a year, whatever, a week later, a day later, an hour later. But you say 2 minutes later, you just said Barthel weapon, you just drank the one, what do you say yet? And that's why Rashi and Abel Tam instituted that they should be excluded just to wait some time to have a third of the food. To enable, to justify the deciding of the Barthel weapon all over again the second one. So the Asian fish shall lay the base up on, that's the Arisa. And the Yisua, when there's a full issue, that's called the Asian fish, the base on the whole base of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says in the end of Masechet Midor that there is an institution of the Yisraim of the Chayei Avinu. That's why the Yisraim of the Yisraim, the Torah gives the father the right to be made for his daughter's Midor. If my son takes a matter, I cannot undo the matter. If he doesn't like the letter, that's the word of Bezin 3. I can serve the one of the members of the Bezin even though I'm related. The Bezin for our person's wedding, we do a lot of clothing, unlike other Bezin. So I can serve as one of the members of the Bezin, but I can only be part of the letter if I'm Bezin. I can't be part of the letter based on the fact that I'm his father. But if the daughter takes the letter, or the wife takes the letter, so then so does the father or the husband the right to break the letter on that day. The Yom Shemel. That's kind of that day up until she is her own. One side of the day has 24 hours, and the other side of the day has 24 hours, only has a Jewish key until the end of the day. So the Mishnah says that that's only when the daughter is the Reisha of the Reisha of. What happens if he has a daughter but she's not the Reisha of the year? So then the father has no right to be married to the daughter. What do you mean a daughter is the Reisha of the year? A wife, you know what it means. A wife, you know, maybe it's not the Reisha of the year. Then he still is the Reisha of the year. So the husband should be married to his wife and daughter. After he's doing, she's the Reisha. So the Reisha says he can't be married to her by himself. The Mishnah derives from the suitcase that no longer left her. You have to have a combination of authority, the two of the Reisha. The father and the husband have to be married together. But in the Suwa, the wife is already married fully to the husband. She's the Reisha Baal, so the Baal is made to the girl more by himself. So similar to the thing that the husband is later than the daughter, when the wife is the Reisha, the father should be made to the girl of the daughter when the daughter is the Reisha. When is the daughter considered the Reisha and when not? So it doesn't matter whether she's living or not. That's irrelevant. We don't know how to begin whether she's the Reisha. When is she the Reisha? If she's the Bulgarian already, if the father went to the age of 12 and a half, she's not considered the Reisha. A Ktana or a Naira, up until the age of 12 and a half, it's considered that a Baal, the very first thing. That's one condition of Mishnah. That if the door was already passed, a bottle was passed the edge of 12 and a half, she's no longer the way to come. That's called the same of the Chayah Yadir. The father still alive and the halacha declares as if she already said that. Can I tell you how you say that? You say that has no father? Yeah, because she has a father for keeping our purposes, but she's not considered the Vesor. That is bad, it's a death department. Then the Mishnah has another example. I mean, you say that the Chayah Yadir, what happens if the father had a girl and the daughter got married? At the age of 10, he married every girl at the age of 10. She had heirs and she had Yisun. She was ready to steal the garment. So the Mishnah declares, based on seeing that Yisun is, after the girl is a full Ashish ish, Yisun is mostly the daughter from Rishut Ta'av, because now she's Rishut Ta'av. When the girl only had heirs to go, now she's Rishut Ta'av. When the girl only, when a married woman only has heirs in, so she's not fully Rishut Ta'av. She's partially Rishut Ta'av, that if she takes a neri, you have to have a hafora, a combined hafora that's made by the husband and by the son. So when the girl takes a neri, he has to have it to and then the only one who's making a neri is the husband. That is the case. Is that when the girl has it to him, she's considered fully the very papa. He's still in relationship with the very papa. So that's what the Gemara says at the end of the book. No longer left him cooking. Both of the men had a daughter, and the daughter got married at the age of 10, and she had an innocent and full of full marriage. And then whatever, the husband died, the husband divorced her. So the Gemara says she doesn't go back to the city that they saw her. When she had Yisun, she's called the Yisun of the Chayyavir, just like after the age of 12 and a half. It's a Bagri. So the girl is no longer the Shur Tavio. Even she's living at home, the father won't support her, so she gets married. It doesn't matter. I'll forgive you if I consider the Shur Tavio. For her first and other purposes, go through. If the man had a daughter, and she got married, much of the reason she had heirs to share these two of them. And you see the explanation is that they pop out in the husband's body, so then she's no longer called the day to her. And even if the husband dies now, the husband gives her a chance, and she's no longer married, she's no longer the shoe pop out, she can never go back to become the shoe for you. Those are the two examples that you tell me about the Chaya Vida, the girl has a son. So while she did, she considered an issue where he said that she's not the best idea. One is the Bulgarian and one is the Muslim. So now this Mishnah and Gittin have been all pursued. So now I hope we have a Mishnah over there and Gittin. The Mishnah and Gittin is assumed that they know a woman. But if the girl already had the feeling, then she's no longer the best idea. But cause not that the girl has only had a Yisrof, she only had a Yisrof, the husband gave her a ring, or a star, and he said, I'm not with the deficiency. So you have the Yisrof, but you didn't yet make any Yisrof. So all you have is the earth and then the girl and the girl and the girl is not there to Bulgaria season. You have to have the first limitation. If the girl is a Bulgaria, then she's not the girl to be, not for the school, not for the daughter, and not for what we're going on over here. And if the girl is a Bulgaria, she's not the shit to be. And if the girl has the school already, she's also not the shit to be. We're talking about a girl that either a son or a naira, not a Bulgaria, and she's only in our room, so not in the school. So let's say the girl is not engaged, she's married. The girl had errors and errors and means, the modern Hebrew errors and means engagement. But in the biblical Hebrew and the Gemara and the Mishnayos, errors and means engagement. Errors and means is a relationship. And if they decide to break it out, that's when he has to be a rejected. He needs a relationship like a real relationship.
Because
she's not going to be a lawyer. Meaning she's going to have a reason to apply it. So she says, you know, man, it's coming up back to you later. It comes up in your story. I want to discuss. It's a different dream. It's a different dream. It's a different dream. So here, the Gemara has the following shadow. Can I help you have a Mishnah in Gibson that reads as follows? So the girl is a Naira, Hava Ura Asa. The girl is a Naira or a Sama, but she's not a Bulgarian. Once she becomes a Bulgarian, then she's not the Shita Vila, the father has no rights over her at all. And the girl with the Mi'urata means there's only heirs, she's a nation fish, she loved the Beit HaBa, all the reasons are his. If the reason really didn't feel it, she would no longer be considered the Shita of anyone. If you have such a girl with either a son or a daughter, well, we didn't have any feeling that she all had everything, and now the husband decides to divorce her. So if he gives the gift to the wife, she would be Russian. What if he gives the gift to the father? The Mishnah says in Gittin that since the girl is still the Shintariya, some girl purposes, brother halachas, so the father has the right to be the father of the Jeth as well. So the husband can either divorce the daughter, the husband can divorce his wife by either giving the Jeth directly to the girl, or by giving the death to the father. He, Viravira, is coming to see them. Either she or the father. Doesn't mean he, Viravira, both together. Indeed, either she herself or Viravira or her father can accept together. The only God to issue, so the woman says the issue can even be a family, even though she's a lot like that. The only issue is that although you don't need God to issue, she doesn't have to consent. So the guest, but you require that she should know what's going on. But she doesn't think forward to the best, but then the guest will not be valid. So the mother, that then doesn't marry the little girl, she's 3 years old. She doesn't know where to get this, she doesn't know how to do it, she doesn't know how to get this. Unless the name is married to a woman, then she becomes female. And she becomes deranged, she becomes a shiver. And he wants to get rid of her, he wants to give her a guess, she wants to give her a guess, she wants to give her a guess. She doesn't want to tell her what it's all about. But then the thing is that it's not good. Even though the halacha says he don't believe that the wife should be a bar down, she doesn't know any bad things she should get. You don't require that she should be a bar down, but the son has to be old enough to understand what it's all about. So she should understand that if he's the one to him, she doesn't understand what's going on, then the whole guess is not down. Let's say a man is married to a woman, and then she becomes the mishpatim. And it's not trying to live with her. So we are not to the chenzer of education. What are we not to? We're not not to that he gives her a get in the state of insanity. We're allowed to take this from another wife. Right, then I'm saying you're allowed to marry two wives. In that education, as we see, you're allowed to take more than one wife for various reasons. But in this case, if the first wife is never still not all there, you can't lead a normal married life with her. Yeah, not that we used to be around to take another wife, but he's still married to the first one. He's still the person to support the first one. Right, right. The head of the male abundance is allowed to take another wife while he's still married to the first one. He has to remain married to the first one. He can't divorce her if she's not all there. She has to understand what to get to. So the Mishnah says, the Mahatma Katana. Then when the father can marry up his daughter, you know she was just born today? Is only one day old. If she wasn't born yet, the Mishnah says in the third period that the mother was very old. And even if the doctor says they made a test and they know there was going to be a girl, but still calls the mother very old. I expect you're going to deliver the baby tomorrow. It's here. It doesn't matter. If it's here as a strict place, but it's not here as a human being yet. This is still the Dalai Shalom Bobby Aaron and the sense of the human being. It's not a person yet. So that's what the Mishnah says right in the third story, that the man is, I want a doctor to marry your daughter. And the doctor says that the wife is pregnant, but the girl is going to be a daughter. It's going to be born tomorrow. So the Mishnah says, if I give you the Kempic condition today, before the baby is born, we pass him as a condition. It's not valid because that's the Catholic Dalai Shalom Bobby Aaron. But the minute the girl is born already, but then the thing is, the father can't marry off his daughter, even though she doesn't understand anything. The daughter is only one day old, she doesn't begin to understand anything, it doesn't matter. But by a guess, but right now you couldn't possibly make the condition of Kal Mayasha. So that's the definition of Dalai Shalom Bolyan. But that's not the thing. Today it says that you're a Spanish believer that's going to be born, that's going to be born to live this. And everybody else passes their slogans, particularly the division of Moses. There's a Shreya Rambam there. The Rambam that just quotes the misquotes from Moses. Rambam quotes that if a man is Makadesh and Uber, I give a ring, I give you a ring, and your wife is expecting a baby. So how is this different? So there should be, so the Rambam says when the baby is born, the condition is foul, a little bit. But then you want to make the condition full, you have to give another ring after the baby is born. Nobody knows what more the Rambam is talking about. You have to do the Kashi again, Kibushi, Shenka, and Dorothy. You have to do the Kashi again after the day. This woman should be a full, perfect, normal Kibushi. But even if you have the Kashi again, she is, in a certain sense or another, an Asian Kibushi. We don't fully understand. We don't understand at all. Not we don't fully understand. We don't understand at all what the Rama was talking about. Kind of relationship has been a state on the Rama, the whole essay on that Rama. Nobody knows what that kind of relationship is talking about. Because there are three things, the marriage, there's a Mikudeshis, and there's a Mitkadeshis, and there's an Asian fish. The three different things. The words, a bunch of words, and he says that over here, if you can finish the yoga, what we don't have, it's one of them you have, and the other one you don't have. So, if you want to have a condition, shake it on coffee, if you want to have all three, a Mikudeshis, or a Mitkadeshis, with an Asian fish, whatever all three name, then you better give another ring. So it's just three. But the past is that that's the Gavish Lava Yoga. So let's say if the baby girl was born already, and I want to marry the girl, and I give the father ring, and say, I would beat up with the Gavishan Sleeve. So the Gavishan Sleeve, the girl doesn't understand anything. So let's say I want to divorce the girl then. Change my mind. So I'm telling her she was 1 day old. And now she's 2 days old. I don't love her anymore. I want to marry someone else. Only like the young girl, 1 day. So he wants to divorce the girl the second day. She's only 2 days old now. So the Mishnah says here, if the girl is any girl, Mishnah is Gitor, any girl is his garage. If the girl is unable to, right, is unable to understand what the divorce is all about, and if I give her a guess, she's only going to say what it is, so the Mishnah says any girl is his garage, the husband cannot divorce his wife. So here is the Mahmoud is washing telling what that means. Why she says that means, I'll give the gift to the baby girl. The 2 days old, then of course it's going to be. So the shadow, what if I give the gift to the girl's father? Maybe the gift will be just, how did I marry her at the first place? The girl doesn't understand what tradition is all about, so the answer is the father. The father gave me that. If I give a gift to the father, she'll also be getting another right husband, so even the girl doesn't understand. As long as the father understands what the boy is. The Rashi sheep is in the closet. That's my favorite Rashi place. So I need that. As far as tradition is concerned, that's clearly Mishnayot. A Mishnah neither. A Tirek is not here now, but if the baby was just born today, she's only 1 day old, then he's Kadesh, it's idea. The father can accept Catholic tradition, and marry off his daughter even though she doesn't begin to understand what anything in marriage means. But here, there's Machlok, is Russian faith, and what if he wants to divorce the wife? The same day he married, he wants to divorce her, so to keep the guest, and then why is it a father no good? If she's been in college, she's going to she doesn't understand what's going on. Or if you give the guest, who the father is that to do? Machlok. That's not the main idea over here. It's very hard. We've got to hold it on this because it goes that line also. So Rashi tells how the Rashi wants to give by a gift. So in the father in the tabernacle gift, on the head of the daughter, who doesn't understand what gift is all about. But the main thing we're discussing is over here is the gift itself. So there's an athletic in the mission to have the Yuria the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, and that's how he's asking, that if I marry to a girl who's either a father or a mother, he's up until the age of 12 and a half. And I didn't have any of these two yet. I only had Aresin. So the girl is still the race of Leah. So she would have been starting already. She wouldn't be the race of Leah. She would have been these two already. She also wouldn't be the race of Leah. But she still is the race of Leah. Before Marvin, it's before these two. And I decided I wanted to divorce her. So the Chachamim, who's the city of Leah, said, the Chachamim said, I can divorce the wife, either by giving the gift to the wife. I said, the girl is an older girl. She's 10 years old. She knows what divorce is all about. She understands more about her than me. Or I can give the gift to the father, either to the father or to the wife. And Judah disagrees and he says, how could that be? Father, have you really? Hey, say you're dying, there has to be a heart. This is impossible. You never have a situation where two people could be an independent balance on the same thing. Because we have a ship together, we have a business. It's impossible. 50, 50, or 90, 10, whatever the relationship is, we're possible to have a business. So when we want to sell the partnership, we have to both sell. If you sell, they only sold your hand. If I sell, I only sold my potential. I sold my 10%, I sold my 50%, whatever it wants to be. So let's say, when you have a ship sale, it's not the child, but I'm a buyer and you're a buyer. You're not buying on the same thing. I'm buying on 10% or on 50%, and you're buying on the remaining 90% and the remaining 50%. So we're not overlapping buying. I'm a buyer on the whole thing. You're a buyer on the whole thing. Don't you know that? So that's what you argue over here. What are you talking about? How can you say that who is the buyer for Kabbalah's guest? Either the guest can be given to the girl herself, or the guest can be given to the father. Either one or the other. How can that be? Ain't still down there the fifth. So we have a universal principle in walking running. So then you have to make the key. With the diamond, so only one person is the Kabbalah's. you can have ships, you can have 1,000 ships there, and each one of the ships is on 1,000 of whatever the ancient is, but you can't have any monolith or any tradition or anything with two people, either I'm the Bala Bala, you're the Bala Bala, either is one of the other. You can have a Shliach, that you can have, let's say, I'm the Bala Bala. And I love the idea of the Shliach to sell my house. Either I can sell a house if I get a customer, but you're the agent, you can sell a house also, whoever gets a customer first can sell out. Okay, the difference is, but it's not that we're two independent Bala Bala over here, I'm the Bala Bala, you're the Shliach. But over here, the Chachamim of the past seems to indicate that either the guest can be given to the girl, or the guest can be given to the father, either one of them depends on the other. That's who it says it can be. Each day down to the Shriach and Nebuchadnezzar, are there such a thing? Tell us, who is the Balabas? Or we have the father of the only the father. Those men at the girl was still the Shisadiyah. There was no doctors yet, and there was no Nishtum yet, so the girl was still the Shisadiyah. Only the father can be the father of yet, and not the girl. You can't use the guest to your wife in place. If she's not yet a Bulgarian, if there's still a father, yes, if the father's still alive, yes, if the father's still alive, and the wife is not yet a Bulgarian, and the wife yet only still, and the girl is still, the only wife, the only one who can accept the guest is the father, not the girl. But we don't talk to our girl here, we talk to our girl here. Charlie, why do we talk to our girl? What happened to the view of darkness? If you don't have a flow over here, it doesn't make any sense, H for the band, how can you say, the two people, each one is independent of all of over here over the kid. So the Ramban goes on this in the back of Kedusha, the bottom of the list points down that if you look in Gibson, in this figure, that's when it's all you see that there's an Achlantis on the line, this is Ramban's interpretation, like it's good to black and white of the head here. Ramban is giving an explanation, he says that in Achlantis on the line in Gibson, that's when it's all what point did the Chachamim argue with the Dilan over here? What do they do? What do they have to say about a Judah's argument? A Judah's argument is impossible to visualize that two people should be bargaining on a Kenyan, either me or you, to be this Kenak, as the two Balabas on the Kenyan. What do they have to do with all when we talk to them? We talk to either the father or the brother can accept the gift. Why is that? The Ramban says, one opinion in the Gemara is that we just reject his argument. But he's not stupid. We say it's not true. That either the father or the daughter can be considered an independent father on the guest. And therefore, the Moshul, the business that when you write and the husband writes to get, the gift of a guest must be written between the husband and the wife. Let's say the wife lives far away, she appointed a shliach to accept the guest. Let's say she appointed a brother to accept the guest. So the husband doesn't write away, our first step is relationship with the man. He's going to give the gift to the brother of his wife. He's going to give his brother. He writes how they act the relationship with the man. You have to write the gift speaking between husband and wife. So the wife is the father over here. So the child over here, let's say the husband is the brother of his wife, who is the father of an Iowa, who only had a relationship, she didn't have his junior. So we can give the gift to the wife directly, he writes how they act the relationship with the man. If he gives the gift to the father, he wants our visa from the Russian command. That's the simple shot. If the Rabban is refuted, it's refuted, it's refuted, it's fundamentally. Refuted says, it doesn't make any sense. Ain't they all have this? Yes, it happens to be that either the father or the brother, either can function as, can act as an independent violence on the king of object, on the king of creation, and the Chacham disagree with refuted, based on the truth, that it is true. That the father can be the father of the nation, and the daughter can be, and the wife can act. So to get the kid to the wife in person to the father, to the wife, to the wife, how to get the kid to the father, you might have a piece of the relationship.
What if
they both
the father
and they gave it to the woman? Some of you know good. It wasn't written in the proper wisdom. It has to be written a point to one between the husband and the other Kala king.
The woman has been changed with the gift to the woman. It's one or the other. The kid was made.
The father is
going to her.
Right.
Because then
the Ramban says this is once she's in Masechet Gittin. That the Chacham disagree with the Torah of the Gittin. Then the Ramban says, well, we don't pass on it. Ramban says, we pass on the other sheep. That in principle, the Chacham is not marking with what you do. He's right. Age, the Ramban, the other seven. It doesn't make sense. Who's the book over here? You're the book around the book. If we shoot him, then I'm 50% worth and you're 50%. Or whatever, 30, 70, whatever the relationship is. So whenever it comes to an issue, we have to go. We have to see what we both have to say. You can say you're 70% to someone, I can say 70% to someone else. But if you never have a case Did he do on the Balabas? Did you do on the Balabas? The exact same thing. The others, the Ramban claims that we accept the other opinion in the set of written, that in principle and theory that the Chachamim are master of you. The Reish Teradan Zer of Gever. Hi, how come the father of all the daughter can accept the Gezer? Basically, the father is the only father I get. Just like Rav Yehuda says, the father, and Rav Yehuda says, he's the only father, that if Chachamim are master, that the only father in the nation, I guess, is the father, so the blood is still, and he shoots her here. The father of Naira, she didn't have any son, only Arusa, but she still shoots her here. The father is the sole Balaget. However, the daughter can accept the get as representing her father. Just like, let's say, I can sell my house, or I can afford the Shliach. Let Shliach. If the case of Shliach is the Ramban, he's about Russia. Okay. If the Shliach is the father, then that's the point the daughter of the Shliach. If Allah declares that the daughter earns the role of the Shliach on the hands of the father, even though the father never asked to sell it, even though he doesn't want it to sell it to the Shliach, it doesn't matter. Allah declares that the daughter has to be the Shliach. So the Ramban says the following Kiddush. How did the Ramban get all of this? That there's an Achlokes in the Gemara in Gittin, whether the Rabbanu disagree in principle with Rav Yehuda, and they say, Shtoyavan Zechat Kechot, or no, in principle they agree, theory they agree, it's just they hold that the glory can also accept the gift of the Shliach Nefar. So the Gemara in Gittin has the following Achlokes. Let's say you have a situation of a Naira Hamorosa, and the husband wants to divorce his wife, and the Naira Hamorosa is not even pregnant, and she wants to send the Shliach to receive the gift for her. And normally when you have a couple who want to get divorced, either the husband can give a gift to the Shliach, and the wife can give it, can send the Shliach to accept if they're receiving a gift from us. They want the Shliach down here, she won't do anything. The Gemara says, no, here's an equivalent. If the father sends the Shliach to accept the gift on behalf of the daughter, this is the same thing. The question is, if the daughter appoints the Shliach, when the daughter appoints the Shliach to accept the gift on behalf of the daughter, She's a Naira. I appoint the Shliach, and we're going to appoint another Shliach. I said, deliver the gift. Also, the Mishnah says, the first Shliach can appoint another Shliach, and then the third Shliach, and then the last Shliach can appoint another Shliach. But a Shliach who covers the gift, if the wife appoints the Shliach to accept the gift for her, that Shliach cannot appoint another Shliach to act on it and leave the gift. But the Gemara, I don't know if it's in the Gittin, I'm not from Dallas. According to the Chachamim of the Gittin, the opinion, we accept the Zimut. That the husband can either divorce the wife by giving the gift to the wife in person or to the father. What if he doesn't give the gift to the wife is a Naira, not a son, and she appoints the Shliach. So the husband gives the gift to the Shliach of the Naira. That's not working. We pass the no good. Why is it no good? That's the Machlokes. Why can the Naira herself accept the gift? If the Naira is a filing, if the Naira is an independent filing, even the father of the Naira, even of the government, you go. In fact, the Shkei of Lam Zer has said, each one is a yard, each one is a filing on the kingdom of the ghetto here. Just like the father can appoint the Shliach, so the daughter can appoint the Shliach to receive the gift on her own behalf. But if the daughter really is not a yard, in principle, the Hachanim are asking with her view. It is right, Ein Shkei of Lam Zer has said. It doesn't really make any sense to say that two people independently can act as bottom on the same king. The only one who is the bottom of the hill is the father. And the daughter can represent her father and can act as if she were the Shliach to receive the gift on behalf of the father. That's the way we talk to him, that the daughter cannot appoint another Shliach to receive the gift for her, because she herself is not an independent bottom. She herself is only a Shliach, and then she has the Shliach to cover up again. That's how the Ramban
She's the only Balabas. He's the Kramish Balabas.
what Peter's argument is true. Either he says you can't have two people buying them on the same thing. But how does it lead him to say? So why not say that she's the only Balabatya? That's what he says, Insaha person, his own person, is the father being. She's the Shisaliya, so only the father has the right to accept to get a Shiva. And we pass it again, so we pass on the Sahakam, and see the Rabbin of Sadhana Zito, so the Ramban says that this is an argument in the Amaran, and this is not Salah Dalit, why to either the father or the daughter is kept again. Is that because the girl is not active in the Sadhana Dalit for Kabbalah again? In which case she should be able to appoint a Shriya, that's one opinion. And Allah will be rejected if we pass it, that the daughter cannot appoint a Shriya, if you see the Ghetto, because the daughter is not an independent Yadi, only Yadi is the father. The Ramban claims that there's another Machlokes over here between Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban, and then there's a contradiction in Rashi. There's one that is a contradiction in Rashi. So the Ramban says that this resolves that matter of the Mishnah that the Gemara quoted, we just saw it, Tanahat, the Mishnah says in Hebrew, Naira, Amri, also, Bidi, Yavim, who's talking to Zita. But the girl is Naira, who's the simulation, is called before the hair, and Tanahat before the hair, and the Gemara is the hair, before the hair. The girl is between 12 and 12 and a half, and she only had everything, she didn't have any food yet. So the Chacham is saying, Mishnah, that's how he passed, can either he be or be, he, she, or the father can accept the gift. What if she didn't be a Naira Hamalot, what if she would be a Ketana Hamalot? The Rashi comments on Hamalot, only the father. Then the good is certainty, only the father can accept the gift, and not the girl as well. Okay, so it's against the Gemara, it's against the Gemara. So it's a big synergy, she or the father can receive the gift. What's the synergy? Is it a Ketana Hamalot? Or a Naira Hamalot? That's the present time. Who's right? The Ramban wants to know who's right. On the one hand, Rashi stands like he's right. Mishnah says, no, I'm wrong. The other hand says, I'm not really wrong. So the Ramban says, they're both right. So he says, which opinion you accept from Dickens? Why can the daughter receive the gift? By a Naira Hamalot, or by a Naira Hamalot? When she's talking to the age, it's all going ahead. We talk to what the Chachamim are going to do, that either she or the father can accept the gift. How come you can give the gift to the daughter herself in person? Is that because the daughter is a violent obligation, and then he's coming by an obligation? Or is that because the daughter represents the father like a shliach? So you really have a duty of causing a son, I can't say with a shliach. If the daughter can accept the gift, representing the father, on behalf of the father, that's the only anaira. Akhtana Hamalasa Rashi enjoys, how can Akhtana Hamalasa receive the gift? The only reason why the wife can accept the gift on me is representing her own father. It's like a shliach for the father. How can a Kohen of Tana be a shliach for anybody else? Now, Shemi, can you come to the other opinion there in Gittin Das Tana Zalit, that we reject the whole title of you. We can't to stay about the other devil. The father is about the person to receive the gift, and the daughter is about the person to receive the gift. Either. But then the daughter is an independent father to receive it. So she can be a Tana on her own, so she can receive the gift. It's not clear that she's not acting on behalf of the father. She's acting on behalf of yourself. It would be another mechanism. Let's say, we talk to my love like the Chachamim do it, that I give it either to my wife in person, or to the father-in-law, or to the wife's father. She's still before Bagros, and still before the two. When I give the jet to the wife in person, do I write how I act in the direction, or do I write how I beat it in the direction? If I give the jet to the father, the girl's father, I certainly write how I beat it in the direction. I can't write how I act in the direction. The father is the violent on the king. You have to be dealing with the jet must be written between the two violent on the king, between the husband who's giving the jet and between the other one to whom who is representing the other side. The woman gives the jet to the girl's father, the same thing writes how you beat the Guresh as a man. He does not have a yak with Guresh, he writes Hashem Goishi. He writes Hashem Abihaka, Abihoisha. But the Shah is going to give the jet directly to his wife with the Naira Amarasa, Tana Amarasa. What Yusuf does he write to him? Does he write how a yak with Guresh? And then you write how he beat them. So the Ramban discusses, that would be dependent on the Shiloh that the Ramban raised. So he gives the gift to the wife, why is it good? Why do we pass on the Ramban that is good? Is it because the wife is a child that they ask for, then you have to write how he has the relationship. But if it's not so, in principle we agree that we refuse it. That the wife cannot be straight up on the other side, but you can't have two people buying on the same kidney. So they, in principle, the Ramban would agree with refuse it. That the only final obligation is the father, and the daughter can only accept the guest by representing the father. So it's like giving a guest to the shliach, let's say my wife or something, her brother is a shliach, and I write to the guest, Harei Achosef Nibirashi Tehmen. It's no good, I have to say Harei Ach. Even though I'm not giving the gift to the wife, but the gift has to speak to the wife, but she's the Baruch Kinyan over here. So if I give the gift to the wife, I have to learn how they speak that in the Baruch Kinyan. That would be a Mishra'i over here.
Depends on the broader issue. There's one basic question over here that I'm coming to the view is, this is in principle with your view, that I'll stay by now, that is careful. Or in principle they agree, but they just call the detail of this nature of it. Other, the broader consumption representing the father of the Shia. And he has these several Naftimina. One Naftimina where the Naira Hamarati can accept to get a Shia Sana, and then the Tikka Shia from the Shia. Number three, what would the list of how to get be? When you give it to the girl, you write how we are. The right hand repeats that Mugurash is in there. The Rabban claims that all these are dependent on the Machloki Samarani. What exactly do they want? One of the Rabbini is what point do they to communicate with the Lord? Of course, Allah will have to work with him to keep the earth to them, leaving out all the excellence. Allah will have to believe that a man is married and wants to divorce his wife has to give her a gift. What happens if the wife is still wishing to be here? How could it be? She's still before any sooner. After these two, she's no longer Shifadi, and she's still before Babu, that's the age of Babu. Again, she's no longer Shifadi. But she's still before these two, still before Tigerius, before Babu. So the thing is, Allah will not be like that for coming there. The unit is that all of the on the continent of Giza. The husband can either give the gift to his father or So the father no longer has the right to marry her off. She has to be the Kaddish tradition doctor. She cannot be the Kaddish of her daughter. The question is, what happens if the girl is in between the age of 12 and 7 and a half? She is, and the very much she is a fine God, but theoretically she should be able to be the father tradition on her own. But on the other hand, she still be sure to be her. So the father should be the father of the father tradition. The one thing you say is that she can. Do you say that either she or the father is in the father tradition? What do you say, no? So that's an alternative to the remark. Amar is Lokish. The Shlokish is of the opinion. The Machlokish is the Elishan. Just like there's a Machlokish between a view of a Chachamim by the Jet. Whether the husband is to give the Jet even to the wife directly, or to the wife's father, so it's still Kach Machlokish and Kiddushin. The same Machlokish applies by being a Kaddish Kishor. If the girl is between 12 and 12 and 8, that she's still the Shukavir. A single girl, she's still the Shukavir. So the Chachamim of the Rabbeinu will say that the husband can either give the ring to the girl and say how they act in possession, or he can give the ring to the girl's father and say how they act in possession. The Rabbeinu and the Amar, the Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu agree with the Shlokish and he says wrong. Machlokes is the Yoshim. The only case of it is Machlokes is Rabbeinu and the Chachamim. Well, if you didn't say you have to give the gift back to the girl's father, and we pass it up to our brother, so you either give the gift to the girl's father or give it to the girl's face.
עבור רק אני בהגיע פיפסים או בי או בי המתאם המזיק עבור לקידושים ולזוארים נערים לגרור I want to marry a simple girl and I want to give a ring you cannot either give the ring to the girl or give the ring to the girl's son not to the father even if our family will agree with her beauty then it will be her for love and ease the tradition must be done after by the father it cannot be done by the girl herself if the girl is at the time of home before about midnight of course she cannot marry herself there she's allowed by God so there's no debate all my friends are living in Shabbat Shul by a Naira, and it could even be not refuted or refuted to be part again. The doctor will be her below the only the father of the Balabas will accept the guest. The first refuted will say only the father of the Balabas will accept the guest. But the Mahalaki says the staff are not of any part, so I said I've gone to refute it. That the guest should either be given either to the father or to the Naira Amaras in person. So what about if there's a single girl who's a Naira, and I want to marry her? So the Shlokish says that he needs to be given to the girl or to the father of the Shlokish, and I'll be able to see him once. Then we are told of him, the Lord.
What
does it mean
by some of the family,
the two of them,
had a
chance
to go back now to the father?
No, after he's killed, he can't go back.
So you can go to the father?
Right.
If he's killed,
once he's killed, once he's bad word, so he's got the mission to call at the end of the time, and he's telling him the time of the year. Father cannot can no longer be in the Father tradition and can be made in the dark. That's the Yisem of the Chayavir. The Shiva, you always have to say, what's the Yisem of the Chayavir? So the guy said, the mother said, the father, what? Yisem of the Chayavir. Yes, yes, that's not the halakhic Yisem of the Chayavir. The mission is in the end of the day. The very end of the day, six of the Yisem of the Chayavir means the father is alive and she's the Yisem of the Father, not in the mother. She's the Yisem of the Father, even though the father is alive to keep it out purposes. She has to honor the father, even if she's 90, the father will have to say. She still has the father's been happy to give it out. But she's not the shoot of you. Once she has the soul, or once she has bad words, then she's the son of the baby, she's not the shoot of you anymore. But if she's a sana, and she got married, and she had these two, and then she got divorced, or had a husband died. Yeah. Make the family off the trouble goes anymore. You know what I want. But the father doesn't have the deal, my father anymore. Doesn't have the scripture. She's no longer, she's a deal. But this is the Mahalaki of the Ahim and Shlokish. Yes? Sonic, and we passed it against the Shlokish. You know, if there's never been a Machlokish between Abraham and the Shlokish, we always passed like Abraham against the Shlokish with only three exceptions. He's not one of the three exceptions. Like Abai Rabba. We only passed like Abai and Kitzkate. We only passed like the Shlokish in the three exceptions. This is not one of the three exceptions. If it's in here, the Sakhalov is going to be like Abraham. That only the father can receive the check of Kibushin. He can't marry the girl by giving the money directly to the girl. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Isn't a woman suffer like a Shlokish? I want to marry the girl. And the girl is not a Kana. She's a Dayo. She's yet to 12 already. So why can't I give the ring to the girl of her? Then to the mother, my time is Rabbi Yechanan, I'll leave the day of Ramam. How does Rabbi Yechanan understand this discrepancy? That even though there are some of the Rabbi that say in the Mishnah in Gitti, that the guest can either be given to the wife, to the girl, or to the father, that the guest can attest to Kiddush, he can only give it to the father, cannot be mechanic to go into it. My time is that we have only not one other year and explain this distinction between Kiddushin as opposed to this. So this, I'm right over this, but I'm going to say he thinks this is a reason now. The difference is from Kiddushin and Ahmed to South and the Shul says he or when the husband gives the guest to the girl. So what's going to happen after the girl is going to be in the relation? So if you go back to the Gamma of the Shul says he, and then even when the girl is in Ayah Amarasa, she partially Mishut Zavira and partially Mishut Zavira. When she's a Bulgarian, when she's in a store, then she's a Gami and not Mishut Zavira anymore. When she's a Naira Hamurasa, she's the Mitzvah, the Mishut Zavira, the Mitzvah Mishut Zavira. And you know the Mitzvah, so the Gemara of the first Kirk argues this point because it is in, from the din of Hathoros and Dorot. If a girl has been there, so the father was naked and there when she was 10 or 9. at the right place of matter during this suin, after this suin, the husband's name is in there. So the term is Yeshuta, the blood is Yeshuta, up until Bagri, and the wife is Yeshuta, after this suin. What if the girl takes the nether? Nayar Hamarasa takes the nether. She didn't leave the Yeshuta out yet, she didn't have Bagri, she didn't have the suin. But she had everything. So the Mishnah says, he be Avi, we can't move the Yeshuta. You need, how the Mishnah says, Avi Otaira, the fear that's in the way. You need the combination of Aphoria of both the father and the husband. So the mother says, this is an indication that everything is mostly the Yeshuta of the Mishnah. It's a partial Hosea of the Yeshuta. She's partially working the Yeshuta. But the husband wants to divorce his wife after she's an Aramarasa. What's going to happen then? She enters back into the Mishnah of the younger. She no longer takes partially and partially out of the Mishnah. When the husband gives her a gift, she'll return back to Gamma into the Mishnah. That's what the more calls in the day, and the throat knows that she's got the gift. She pulls back, she drops back into the Mishnah. If the girl has become a Bulgarian, so she's never going to convert back to become Mishnah. But the girl becomes in the Sinwar, so she's a Gamma yet to Mishnah. Even if the husband dies and gives her a gift, she doesn't go back, she's not going to return to the Mishnah. She remains in the center of the Chayot. But if the girl only had an Erison, the Erison is only mostly the mixed up the Shitsavir. You need the Hafarat on the Shitsavir between the husband and the father. But then when the husband dies, if the husband gives his wife a gift, then the Shitsavir, she returns back into the Shitsavir. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina argues and he says, my time to Rabbi Yitzchak and I'll give it to Rabbi Rana. How does Rabbi Yitzchak distinguish between a gift and Kiddushin? The Kiddushin of the Yitzchak said it can only be given directly to the father alone. Whereas the guest can either be given to the father or to the daughter. It explains this power. Kiddushin, once the guest is given, she's going to be reconnected back into the Yishin Tavir. It says, Kiddushin must be responsible for the Yishin Tavir, so then it says, baby, the Tavir can accept the guest. I'm sure you can Kiddushin. Once she's given Kiddushin, she's leaving the Yishin Tavir to the Yitzchak, and that's going to lead up to a complete leaving the Yishin Tavir to the Yitzchak. And she'll have to be so much to be the Gamma Yot Mishin Tavir. But since the division is not Gamma Yot Mishin Tavir, it's causing us to leave the father of Yeshua. So she'll have to be back to the father should accept the division. That's going to be her, the law of Eve. And she can't do that on her own. I need to explain this. So what? I think it's not secular. So there's a difference. It's different. It's not identical. So there's a difference between the death and the division. When she receives the death, she's re-entering the father of Yeshua. So therefore I say, even she can accept the gift. You don't have to doubt to give the gift directly to the father. She can accept the rasa. She doesn't think you do shit. She's just taking the rasa from the father and she should need the father to accept. According to the way the Ramban explained it, it's very good. Why did the Ramban of the Rabbi say that they need Ben Avia, the problem is that either she can accept the gift or the father can accept the gift. So the Ramban explained based on the Sibir Gift, and that's what I'm about is, that really in principle is the Rabbi is right. The only one who's the Talibat of the only gift is the father. So why do you allow the daughter to accept the gift? She represents the father. She's not an independent father. If you would say that the daughter is an independent father, then the Shlokish is right. If she's an independent father, God. So the gift, why should you see, why shouldn't the daughter be an independent father, God, to make Kiddushin also? The Kiddushin is also. He didn't give the gift to the girl in person, he gave the gift to the father. Either one or the other should be a father, God, to the Kiddushin. But the answer is, because we don't pass them like that. In Jesus, not from our God, we say, and in principle, the Chacham did not really agree with the Jews. He's right in this brother. It doesn't make sense that there are two forces on the same thing. How can it be you can't have two forces? Either I'm the boss or you're the boss. So the answer is that the father's the only boss. Father's the only Bible on the king. Now the daughter represents the father like a finished man. How did it work? In this brother. Then he said the daughter represents the father and to a type of her father. She represents the father to accept the gift, that she should re-enter into the mission for you. The Mishkan favor, the father would rather have his daughter married than divorced. I'm not talking about what the favor, what he would rather have. We're talking about beginning, when is he losing his violent shot, and when is he gaining? So when the gift is given to the daughter, she re-enters into the mission for her. He's getting back more violence over the daughter. He would rather, he's not broken, he doesn't want to get the daughter. So he's rather that the marriage should live. But the mother's saying a silly in violence. As far as the Bible is concerned. So the Kiddushin is not here, the daughter can be Shuta. How can we say she represents the father, can leave the father to Shuta? They have a doesn't allow her to represent the father. Unless he gives you permission to accept Kiddushin.
What if he gets married?
If he tells the seed, he tells the Kiddushah, then she can accept the non-Kiddushah. But if he doesn't tell her, then Allah says, you have to give the Kiddushah. That's it to the Father. He's the son of Allah. And maybe a woman that she has the right to act on his name. Okay, in some cases, it will be a woman. But on the normal circumstances, he's not working with the Svara Bible. So the Mother says that since by the get, her receiving of the get is bringing her back into the Rishi Sahar, then Allah says she can represent the problem and accept the get on his behalf. But as far as the Rishi is concerned, she's leaving the Rishi Sahar, now God's asking the Rishi Sahar, then Allah says, that's the Rishi Sahar. That's the Mother says. That's the original explanation. Then the Mother has a question. But that's not correct. Says the Gemara Bahalei Maimer. There is a din of Maimer. Kind of means a family. So let's say a man is married and he died, leaving no children. Either he never had any children. From any other marriage, he had children and never died. By the time he died, there was no children, no grandchildren, no descendants. So the din says that his wife has to have either given or Khalid. Either she gets Khalid from. If he has a living brother, if he doesn't have any brother, she doesn't have any Imam Khalifa. She can only marry. But if the dead husband has a living brother, so she's not permitted to remarry until she has Khalifa. Or she may not tell her she may marry the living brother, that's called Imam. The Minha Torah, there is no need for Kedah or Star. They just live together, that's all. And he doesn't have to give her a ring. The living brother, the Yavam, in order to do Yibum, does not have to give a ring or a star to say, I am your Kodesha, please. He just, she's a chukka to him, she's like his half wife already, and so he's a halit, so all we're going to do is they're moving together, and that's it. And Yibum Rabbah, and the Chachamim said that that's not proper. That's sort of not being the Kaddish to deal with, which the Chachamim should be. And he said that before, if the Yavim is interested in doing Yibum, the problem is that we have a Shavanah that by the Ashkenazim, we don't allow Yibum. Shavanah is the whole reason why we don't allow Yibum. But let's say Gemara Gemara by the Sardom is still allowed Yibum, but the deal is that he's not allowed just to start living with the Almanah. At the first year, we either Kesef or Shtar, give a ring, and give a Shtar and say, Ariya Mekodesh is free. And then he has the Yibum, then he does the Yibum. Then Atayro is giving up the Kesef for the Shtar, is like Ma'al the Womor. It's not needed, it helps me to the darkness. It's not needed, it doesn't accomplish anything at all. The whole thing is only needed with the Rabbanim. And on a level of the Rabbanim, it accomplishes that now they're married. On a level of the right, even if the Yavam, even if the living brother gives Kesef Kiddushin to the Yavam, and he says, Harech Mekodesh is free, it's completely meaningless. You can't give a Kaddish an Akhazish, an Eshetah. But I tell you, there is no such thing, you can't give a Kaddish an Eshetah. What you can do is give it, that's for Kiddushin. Yeah. When her husband died, she had to collect the tzedakah. If he gives a chalitza, she collects. If he doesn't give a chalitza, he doesn't have to give her the tzedakah. She's the
Yom Kippur. That's right. She would have to, God knows how much money there.
Doesn't matter. When the Yavam dies, or divorces her, then the woman has the right to die or to divorce her. That's how they're going to do what they want. So when he dies, when he divorces her, now she collects the Yom Kippur. Yes, now what if there's no original estate, that's when the husband died and he was broke, and the Mishnah says that the new husband, the new Yavam, has to give her a home with food, whatever he wants. He gives whatever he wants. You don't want to give such a thing, but the same thing is, the new same thing with the heirs of the land, the same thing with the apostles. They don't know that they're going to be back. Even if the first husband died, only had heirs of the land, it's still in the league for Yavam. It's only
Khalifa.
Who's making the Torah? He's killing all the Yibum. That's the whole Machlag of Satan. After the first husband died, before the second husband did any Yibum Machalifa, can he be made for the Torah? That we can't kill him, she's stuck. Nobody can be made for the Torah. But there is some Talmud to say that the Yavam can be made for the Torah, even though he didn't do any Yibum yet. Because she's Kukula, yeah. The Mishnah has a Machlag of the Torah. Mishnah is done. He's killing the whole Machlag of Satan. Whereas the Yavam can be made for the Torah. But even the din of Maimon, the din of Maimon is the din of Maimon, the din of Maimon is only the Rabbon. Maimon, the whole institution of Maimon, Maimon means it says Hariyam Kodeshati. It gives the din, it says Hariyam Kodeshati, the Tabazi. So the whole din of Maimon is only the Rabbon, but it's parallel to the din of Maimon, the tradition. First of all, a single man married a single girl, and Hariyam Kodeshati gives their ring, and they get married. So here, in order to single over here, here they're sort of half married already. because this woman was married to the husband, the husband brought me that, and showed me. So the Torah declared that there was a zikra, there was some type of a marriage relationship between the minority, between the almana and the living brother of her husband who just passed away.
Yes.
He can't give her death before he's beyond. If he gives her death now, he still doesn't have to give Talitha. Let's say the Yavam, let's say the living brother gave, he should have gave Maimer, so then I learned that the Beshe says, Menatera, he didn't do anything. Menatera is not tough. If he wants to get rid of the now, he needs to give Yavam, he has to give a get before he gave Maimer. And Menatera, he has to give a Talitha before he gave Maimer. Yes. 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 Then you're going to give a condition to give this away. So the Gemara has a kasha over here, happening to the explanation for the ultimate distinction between the get as opposed to kibushin. The Harei, Maimer, what do you do in the case of kibushin Maimer? That the idea behind Maimer is it's also about kibushin. The Maskah, Tassel, Mershu, Tavimah, and the following case, the brother of the Maimer, the Rasta, and the husband died. And obviously, I have no children. I have never met a husband, I have to be married after this marriage. The only one ever. So the dinner of this Naira Hamurasa is Kukariyavam. She has to have Yibum. Even though she's never married with the son of the first husband, doesn't matter, she still has to have Yibum from the husband's brother. Before the husband's brother goes ahead to do the Yibum, he has to do Maimer with the Rabbanon because it's improper to start off with the Yibum. He has to do Maimer in his will. So when he does that Maimer, we have a disabled Mishnah that he can either do the Maimer with the girl directly or with the girl's father. He either give the girl a ring and say, how long is the Kadeshah, so the Maimer is good. And he gives the girl's father a ring and say, how is the Kadeshah, so the Maimer is good. So the Maimer says, how can he give the ring to the girl directly? But he can claim that the only thing is say, oh, he, oh, or he, it's only by the get, because the get, when the girl was such Kadeshah. He actually gets to the Rishita. So what the Yavam is going to do, Maimer would be his own, that she's leaving the Rishita. Not the entering Rishita. No, she let's say she never had Yisroel. Hey, right. No, if it would have been Yisroel, then he can't give the Maimer to the father. He can't give the Maimer to the girl. But he now says that in the deal, let's say she only was a Naira Hamarasa, and her husband died, and no children, so she still had the deal of Yibum, and before the Yavam does the Yibum, he has to give her a ring either to her or to the father. Either to her or to the father. So the Maimer says, but how can we give to her? The Maimer is mighty Hamishu Sadiya. If this is the Kshatan of the Ekanon, it cannot be. The Maimer is going to continue to explain what the correct Kshatan of the Ekanon is. So we're going to get involved. We'll have to run up the matter.
Is it too Maimer Hamishu?
Yes.
Whether
that's a good cash or not, we'll have to talk next week. Tomorrow and next, and the next task of tomorrow. Can you do Maimer Balkar? Can you do Maimer Balkar from the girl?
You
can't do traditional Balkar. You can't do traditional Balkar. So we'll have to learn on this task, all of these shows are going to be involved. We'll have to discuss. And this week's parsha, in parsha of Mishpatim, the very first Rashi has a very interesting account. The topic begins with Eila HaMishpatim. It didn't say Eila, it was the Eila. The Rashi spoke to Medrash, and Medrash says, Eila, yeah, a lot of times when someone says Eila. Whatever it is, Eila means, this is it, and forget about everything else that came before. That's what I was showing. So whenever it says the Eila, so the Vav knows this other narration, so it says whatever came before is true, and the Kala HaBavis is also true. The Rashi adds on, since it says the Eila HaMishpatim, here it says everything before, everything is Mishpina. It's an interesting comment that the Medrash should have these comments on the Mishpatim. We have, the Gemara has a comment on Moro. The Gemara says that in the city Moro, when they enter the Shadim of the Mishpatim, the 7 weeks in between the fields of Shadim, I mean, I see that. So we stopped talking Mara for a while, before Kabbalah said Torah was given. So we got to say that Shalom, Shalom will call for Mishpah, the Shalom is Shalom. So the Gemara says, it's an Adjun, and I said, it's both again, Mishpah is again Dinim, the Mara. It's Kabbalah Dinim, the Mara. So the Gemara says, don't mean it's Kabbalah Dinim, the Mara. The Gemara has Shalom, the Mara. And it's the reason of our brother Malisha. The Gemara has six Mishpah, the Gemara committed to Yitz, and then there's a Noah. So the last thing is, so the Dinim gave him an Achai with God around, that's why we call it the Shevet Mitzvah B'nai Noach. The unit is the Shevet Mitzvah of B'nai Rabban. The Rabban only had six, and Noach got the same one. So one of the seven Mitzvahs of B'nai Noach is Dinim. What do you mean that Dinim would have traveled the Noach? They had Dinim all along. So the Dinim says, no, Dinim is not. So B'nai Noach only had Dinim Rabban, so they don't have to know. When it comes to B'nai Israel, So they have demic gnosis as well. What's the idea behind it that we have demic gnosis? And the prophet says, what is it? V.A. Roham is talking about something. Maha Hashem is Sinai, Afel is Sinai. What's interesting is the Mishnah D.A. of 30 of them. Take care of them, although they're Muslims, Muslims to be late. And I have recommended. So the Mishnah D.A. of 30 of them seems to be Tera Hamakor. What should keep it on the screen on the third Mishnah and show the same? Shouldn't that Mishnah be the beginning of Mishnah? Being a prophet. She should be the Mishnah, begin the prophet. To start off the prophet, and you should know the commentary program we had, the Kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu has been like, the best answer about all the generations in Hebrew. Let me give you an idea. Why does the Mishnah record the Seder HaMasorah since in Masechta Torah? So the Baal Tanura has a comment. The first Baal Tanura, you see Yishan Mishnah, it's not described that there's a Hiddush over here. The rest of the Mishnah is explicitly explained now. We're then indicating to you that Masechta Torah is one container, just like the Greek philosophers wrote books and methods. And they figure out things in their own mind, what's ethical. They have to read the text and somehow figure out what's ethical. I think this says this and the other thing. So one can think that the Jewish ethics is also based on the Sefer HaKalon or Sefer HaKalon. So the Mishnah writes, no, they're not only living in Lakhmi Sinai, even in the Shnayat of Pekirotus, where the Mishnah telling us Muslim and ethics, this is also the Sinai. So the Rashi has this fascinating comment, then the Medrash, the Medrash Rabbi has a comment. The Yehla HaMashpat in Maha Rishon Mishina, Fela Mishina. This is also Mishina. There's a difference between the ethics that we have, and the moments that we're going now, both in ethics, Benad Mahavero, and in the moments, Benad Mahavero. The Yiddish Dini Mominus is a different concept. Like the Gemara says, by the Shevi Muslim Kunanach, they have a Dina Dina, but it's only money. It doesn't include Kunanach. By the Benay Yisrael, we have Dina Dini Mominus in the Sinai, so we also ask Knossos. What is that all about? So we have Nehmeza has a very fascinating, has a very long truth, a very fascinating truth. The Jerusalem is finished in the day. I don't know, a year ago, you see one of the big, very terrible things about Yenisha and Rabbana. And we have a fair today, but still, my friend, you do have the right to take over the Rabbana. So here is Yishayla, a daughter between the son and the son-in-law. The son-in-law was more believed to the call. The Balabhazim, if you really like the son-in-law more, and the Shaila was, the son in time of the year, not cooking. So who wins the cooking? Tell all truth. He discusses in general what's the din of Yerusha by Rabbana. Is there a din of Yerusha by Rabbana? We know that there's Yerusha by other Yerusha. The Melech, but it says, Man Yachyam, Amam Rach, the real son of the Karabitra. It says, who is Bano? And here's the marvelous of all the Yerusha. Who is the God? It is not for all the Yerusha. We know this because those Jews go over the Yish, the Shalom Yinah. So not all Yinuyim go over the Yish. So the Shalom Yinah, they're not coming, should go over the Yish. So the Abinader has a fascinating tshuva where he explains the following. He says that years ago, the purpose of the Zayon and Wealth, the pastor of the Ethiopian, and the Chumash called the Zayon and Rekim. Remember him? And he means that Zayon has to make a Solashim Kol, and he refers to the Rebbe Shalom. Then the Russian comes, he called on the king. And he goes to God, he called on Elohim, the Russian comes. So why did he come to call on Elohim? Because the prophet says that the king needs to have that servant. The servant passed through the mentality of sin that was the eyes of Ishmael. And what's the purpose of having been in prayer? What's the purpose of all of these demons? Is it really to the purpose of keeping law and order? No. So the man says in prophet, the Shemosh, the Shemosh, the Yotkin, the Shin, 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 the once he said, the Shemayim Shayashim, the Yotkim, Atayashim, that the Ashloshim, the Haradashim, the Shemayim, the Gemara, the Brothers, and that was not. The Shemayim Shayashim, they're not talking and learning, they're fasting and didn't tell you. The Gemara says, now it's the time of the two people on the Chagusa, that's in Jolai, then the Shem is there. And three people are fasting and didn't tell you, they're not learning to you, it's just keeping law and order. So the Gemara says, the Brothers, that's what now the time of Dina. Shalom Ba'amu, who is just for the purpose of keeping law and order, the mashkalon that it's not really for the purpose of law and order. But the unit of Ulah, the dinim are really for the purpose of keeping law and order. Hashem came by Yisrael, that's one function. That's the function that the Melech has. We found we have an Hebrew called the Rambam based on many sukkim in the real sukkim that the function of the Melech is a double one. Number one, to keep law and order. Melech is Mishnah of Yam, right? Number two, welcome or come with Hashem. So what do you mean the function of the Melech is? To be done, well, the Mishpat Yom Yom, the same function, the past is going to be by the Dinsu, going to be one of our wonderful meetings. So he says there are two different roles. the function of the relevant task in convenience for the purpose of keeping war in order. The mission is that Ashlosh is one of the moment, how the enemy is all right in the Shalom. You have to have din in the world to keep war in order. You have to have, so that's the function of the Noah. The Noah's job is to keep war in order. The Noah doesn't talk to itself. Not just enough for the purpose of keeping war in order. The Noah passes din in Israel the same way the human Shalom has din. By then it's only Shalom of the Amor, just to keep war in order. Ashlosh is one of the moment, that's for the team of the Ashenikim, when you have a Bezi that's called out of the king, Bezi Kuma that's called out of the king, and a king meets up on the field, that's what the Gemara says, that it's not Shlomo Ba'ala. When the Bezi passes through the interior, the purpose of passing through the interior is that the person of Hagen, Ashlosh, Ashen in this world. The same purpose, and it's very good in the midst of Shlomo, and it's in Shlomo, and it's in Shlomo, and everything else, is the same purpose as Dini Mamun. That's what the Gemara says, that the Mamun can only be read down to bed and smoke him to have a Kabbalah dish and finish at Moshe Rabbeinu. Somehow that has Shua Tashkine, that Moshe Rabbeinu got at High Sinai, the same time to Yeshua, Yeshua that came in the same time throughout all the generations. So if you have a person that has Smoke, dish and finish at Moshe Rabbeinu, he's called Elohim, because he has a little bit of that has Shua Tashkine. He's also the same time to Yeshua Elohim. He can pass in his interior that it won't only be Shlomo Ba'alma. He can pass in his interior that will accomplish a bringing about a Hashem Hashem Ba'alma Hazeh. This man Hazeh, he only says in the end of the Kama, we don't have any Shluchim. So we're not allowed to pass in, we don't have Shluchim, we're not able to keep it, we will not accomplish Hashem Hashem. So the stuff of man Hazeh means the purpose of Shlomo Ba'alma. This man Hazeh is not only Shlomo Ba'alma. That's what he wanted to be the only task in Most of the Shikha of the Ubeshi Sankhya, you cannot pass the Ubeshi Sankhya anymore. But it's not the Ubeshi Sankhya. There won't be any breakdown of law and order if you don't pass the Ubeshi. The only thing you have to pass is the Ubeshi Sankhya. And the Ubeshi Sankhya brings that energy out for keeping law and order. It's a whole different understanding of what the nature of the Ubeshi is. And that's what the Prophet believes in the healing. Magid Bali Yaki Kutum Mishpat in the Israel Arata Hemach Adoyim and Mishpat in Bali Dom. What do you mean Mishpat in Bali Dom? The human servants don't have Mishpat in. It means it's not true. The human servants do have Mishpat in. That's why the Shem Nick is in there. So the answer is no. We have Mishpat in. They have Mishpat in. But it's a different goal. It's a completely different purpose. The Mishpat in that human servant has as one of the Shem Nick is in there. So the human servants don't have Dini Kiyosu. Why? The only Mishpat in they have are for the purpose of keeping the law and order. It's like a Shlomo Ba'alma. They only have Mishpatim and Yusuf Mishpatim and Yusuf Mishpatim and Yusuf Mishpatim. We have Mishpatim and they have Mishpatim for that purpose. That's the function of the Melech of Yisrael. The Zerach of Mokhamet Hashem is Lodom, Mishpatim for Am. They're only Mishpatim for Am. The union of Melech and Mishpatim on the earth. That function. The Melech came to Shreitim in Tom of Dina Chal and Shabbos. That's not for the purpose of keeping war and order. The Melech can't be Tom Dini Tmosis. That's also not for the purpose of keeping war and order. That's only the other king. If there's no smoking, they can be done doing nothing, because if it doesn't look and pass with a big failure, it's a different kind of mishpoti. That's the process of bringing it out, Ashraf Hashkin and Bodhim Azza. That's why it's interesting, because it's like, the Eloh HaMishpoti, we brought word to Palini Rishon, now he's sharing the Sina, just like Pasha Pishu, we're talking about Kabbalah and Atera. After the Sina, this is the handshift of the Dinam that we give in Moria, the new Pasha Dinam over and above the Dinam of the Moria. So we give in Knopfler, which is not for the purpose of keeping law and order, and this is the Hemshach of the Maimon HaSiyah. This is for the purpose. Ela Mishpatim is not the same Mishpatim that you must learn. It's a different kind of Mishpatim. This Pasuk in the beginning of Mishpatim is like about the Ruach HaKodesh, the first Mishnah is the Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah introduces Pirkei Avos. You shouldn't think that the code of ethics that we have is a man-made code of ethics, the same as the Ummah Zolom has. No! The Barthelur says that that's how the Mishnah writes the Seder HaMasor and others, that this is also Nisina, that this first part of the Mishpatim writes for us, the role of Gajini Mamadis is of a completely different nature. It's for the purpose of bringing Hashra Hashkin, the Baramah, the different understanding.